It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like on Azusa Street. A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light away. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, good Friday, everybody. So delighted. So delighted to have you listening here on this wonderful Friday, January the 2nd, 2015. We're going to pray today. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much, and we're going to pray. This is the Hour of Power, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me several months ago to start leading Internet prayer around the clock. I knew in the realm of the natural that was impossible, but in the realm of the supernatural, all things are possible. So here we are on BPN Radio 24 hours a day on the TuneIn network. And you need to tell your friends about BPN Radio. They can listen, they can pray with me on their computer, bpnradio.com, or they can pray with me on their smartphone. Just go to the TuneIn app and download the TuneIn app. And then, of course, once you get that downloaded, then you can just hit the TuneIn app. You'll go to BPN Radio, and you might have to listen to a short commercial. I'm not sure. Sometimes you have to do that. But you can just carry me around, pray with me anytime, day or night, there with your smartphone. Well, there's a little application you can order, where you can play, you can pray with me as you play play the car radio. You can pray with me. Good to have you listening in. Today we're going to do replay an interview that I had with Dr. David Remedios, who is a medical doctor, a surgeon, and also a pastor in Louisiana, talking about revival. And I'm believing this year, 2015, for an incredible revival in America. I'm believing for 1,000 cities to have revival. I'm believing, God, for 1,000 prayer centers and 1,000 prayer leaders. And the Holy Spirit just showed me a map of America with 1,000 points of light in a place of darkness where sin is abounding, but grace is much more abounding. And out of the darkness, I believe there's coming a light. A light is going to shine in America, and 1,000 cities that are experiencing a move of God, a move of the Holy Ghost. So we're going to be talking with Dr. David Remedios again about revival, because I'm praying for revival. This is why we have this this prayer session every day, 24 hours a day, calling 1 million people in America to pray, 1,000 churches. We have almost 1,000 churches that are praying with us now. And we welcome these churches. We welcome these cities. We welcome you to pray with us. And so we have almost 1,000 cities, 1,000 churches that are represented, that at least one or two people in that church is praying with us in almost 700 cities. Your church or your city can be represented by going to letsprayamerica.com and look at the map and see if your city is represented. If not, then you can sign your city up to pray with us, or your church to pray with us as a representative. We're believing for 1,000 prayer centers, and you may need to pray about starting a prayer center in your city. Maybe your pastor will permit that with some guidelines. We'll send you prayer outline and a prayer request every week. It may be on a college campus, it may be in your business, wherever it may be, but that we believe in God for 1,000 prayer centers this year. Would you pray with me right now? Father, we pray for this Friday broadcast. We want to thank you for a new year. And Lord, as we dedicate this broadcast to praying for revival in America, a spiritual awakening, an outpouring of the Holy Ghost, we pray that you will speak to us, anoint our ears to hear, anoint our eyes to see, anoint our hearts to receive whatever you want to speak to us today, in Jesus' name. And we just pray for revival. We pray that you would revive us again, O Lord. Revive us, O Lord, I pray. And I'm believing for a fresh call to pray over individuals that are listening to this broadcast and Christians in this nation. You must understand that you and I, the church, the Christians in America, we are the hope of this nation. We pray for the 114th Congress as they convene, but we know that we are the hope of the nation. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, he said, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. So we know today that if his people pray, that we are going to see revival. And so, you know, my assignment, I preach and I give prophetic words. Gene and I have traveled across America, around the world for almost 30 years now. This is our 30th year, and I've given myself to preaching and to giving prophetic words, but I know that my first call, my primary call, was to pray. And I know that I've been a prayer leader now for many years in America. I'm calling you to pray. I'm calling the church to pray. And because we know that if we pray, then we know incredible things are going to happen. So here's Casting Crowns. I'm going to be back to pray some more. And we're going to have an interview with Dr. David Remedios.
What if the armies of the Lord picked up and dusted off their swords, vowed to set the captive free, and not let Satan have one more? What if the church, for heaven's sake, finally stepped up to the plate, took a stand upon God's promise, and stormed hell's rusty gates? What if
children see light of day. What if the light that we pursue came from a hunger for the truth? What if the family turned to Jesus, stopped asking Oprah what to do? What if his people prayed?
Well, it's a privilege to have on the phone with me today here on BPN Radio, one of my spiritual sons, who is both a medical doctor and a pastor. Dr. David Remedios is a surgeon, a graduate of the New York School of Medicine, the Baylor College of Medicine, the University of South Florida School of Medicine. And in addition to his medical practice in Louisiana, he and his wife Yvonne serve as pastors of Trinity Christian Center in Forest Hill, Louisiana, and they reside in Alexandria, Louisiana, have five children. And Gene and I have had the privilege of being in relationship with this wonderful couple since 1990. We've ministered many times together. David has traveled with me to several locations in America, other nations of the world, including India, England, Marshall Islands. Dr. David Remedio, so delighted to have you on with me today.
What an honor to be here, Brother Dale. It's truly a privilege and an honor. The presence of God is already in the atmosphere, and I sense that God is sending forth waves of the Spirit, and their ministers, pastors, leaders who are hungry for revival and who see a move of God on the horizon.
Right. Well, you have an incredible testimony of how God brought you to where you are at. Your journey has been amazing. And before long, we're going to have you back to share your testimony, and it's going to be so encouraging to people that that know that there is a way to do whatever God puts in their heart to do. But today I want you to talk with us about what God is doing in your church there in Forest Hill, Louisiana, and the revival that your church has been experiencing now for some time, and other places you go, how pastors and other churches can catch this fire you're experiencing in your church and ministry. So I know that a lot of people are praying for revival, but there is a revival starting in America, and I know that one geographical location is Forest Hill, Louisiana, the church there, Trinity Christian Center, and what God is doing there and in your life. Why don't you share just a little bit about what's happening, particularly on Sundays there?
Yes, sir. God is just moving in amazing ways. There's individual and collective hunger and desperation for the presence of Jesus. One of the things that I sense, once the way they train, best way I can put it, the way they train tellers to tell real money from fake money is by exposing them to the real. And whenever the presence of Jesus just swoops down and it's not just no longer a place of visitation, but it's become a place of habitation. And it's the leadership, I as a pastor, my wife, my family, we've decided to make room for Jesus, and we've given him the priority. It's not enough to talk about him. It's not enough to talk about giving him lip service, but we're truly making room in our homes, in our private lives. And what we do there, when we come together, then it reflects on the church and the atmosphere that is created. But he must have preeminence in everything that we do. And I'm talking about just God coming in, salvations, miracles, signs. People just don't want to leave where our services are sometimes going on for 4 to 6 hours at a time, not because we're trying to prolong the services. People, even if we end the service, people still mull around. They're under the presence of God, the atmosphere.
Wow.
People walking in, even now, 3 to 5 miles out, are coming under the influence of the presence of Jesus. This
wow.
is reports. People are traveling in from Shreveport, which is about 2 hours away. They're traveling from Houston, which is about 4 to 4.5 hours away. They're traveling from Baton Rouge, which is 2 to 2.5 hours away. From Lafayette, we get people regularly coming about 1 to 1.5 hours away. So this is happening now.
Amazing.
This is not for several years. It's just incredible what's taking place.
That is absolutely amazing. And I just know, how did all of this begin? Because I know that I've ministered there several times over the past year, and just an amazing presence of the Holy Spirit. How did that develop?
It really began in my house as a pastor. God moves through delegated authority, and it began in my home. We made a place for him in my house, in my family. We've dedicated their things that we have devoted and dedicated to him. And so there is an atmosphere of glory. And there are certain parts of my home where the presence of God is so, so very strong. And that personal cultivation then came into the church. And people began to see the vision. They began to get it. There's a process to it, even for the rest of the church to begin to see. Now there are people out there who render lip service to revival, to the presence of God, but they don't want to rearrange their lives. They don't want to quote unquote inconvenience themselves. And we cannot afford not to have the presence of Jesus. We cannot afford not to make room for the presence of God, because when His presence comes in, there is an acceleration of time. Miracles begin to happen. People begin to walk into their destiny. Things really begin to happen at an amazing, fast rate. So it's really that old proverbial battle between what our flesh wants and what He wants. But when we do what He wants, then He fulfills the desires of our hearts. And this is what we're seeing. People are traveling in because they know they're going to have an encounter with God. They know they're going to get a word from God. And that's just not me saying it as the pastor. This is what I'm hearing people who travel from far distances coming in. People traveling even from Puerto Rico. They're traveling in from different nations. They want to come and they want to get in the atmosphere of the presence of Jesus. What an honor, Pastor Dale, that God would see fit to manifest Himself in that church. So we just we feel extremely humble. But I believe that Jesus comes into places where He's celebrated, not merely where He's tolerated. So we celebrate His presence, and one moment in the presence of Jesus, one moment in the presence of God can accomplish far more than 10, 20 years of counseling, than all these methods, because when the presence of Jesus comes, time is it just literally taken out. We enter a place of Kairos times, and we see transformed lives, people who are bound, they get set free. All these things begin to happen, even without us even having to lay hands. People walking into the foyer, they're already falling to the presence of God. So, you know, these are the kind of things that I'm beginning to see. As a pastor, I definitely don't want to say something or call something that may not be, but there is enough evidence in what people are saying that I feel that this is very, very, very much what's taking place.
Well, I just sense today, David, that there are so many people hungry for God, and but there are also so many churches across America that, as you would say, are not making room for Jesus. And they already have their services streamlined, outlined for exactly 60 minutes. There's no room for the working of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that you love the Holy Spirit. You love the Holy Ghost. I know that you're quite a phenomenon, that you are a medical doctor. You're a surgeon. And yet you're such a Holy Ghost preacher. And I know that you even host Holy Ghost gatherings where pastors and hungry people come from across America, different parts of the world every year. And so I know that you are reaching out to God, and I know that there are some pastors or leaders today that they would love to see the move of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, in their churches, and not much is happening. And yet I know that the Lord is eager. He's eager to fill the sanctuary with His glory and His power. And I just believe that there's a revival that is starting across America. I know that in that little town of Forest Hill, Louisiana, it's a small place. It's like old little town of Bethlehem, that God is doing incredible works there. And services last for hours at a time, which is quite a phenomenon, but it's simply hungry Christians gathering at your church to hear from God. And I know that it's not only happening there, but it's wherever you go, because you are searching for God, you're reaching out for God. And maybe you could just minister to pastors and leaders that really would like to see revival, a move of God in their church. And so you can just talk to them a little bit, and then I just want you to pray for them, if you will.
Absolutely. Yes, I would say to the pastors, the leaders, that it's not whether we trust Him. I believe God knows we trust Him, but can He trust us with His move? Can He trust us with His presence? Meaning, are we willing not to commercialize, or willing not to manipulate the presence, but simply make room for it and facilitate His move? And when we do so, the more I find that I yield to Him, and I yield my desires and my dreams, His desires and His dreams are far greater than my own. And what ends up happening is that God begins to manifest in greater and greater ways, and other pastors and leaders are coming, and it's just taking epic proportions at this time. I believe that the work, God always, like I said before, begins through delegated authority. If we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, if we desire Him, if we seek Him in the secret place, and then God's going to begin to do a work. The way He began in me was with me and myself in my life, in my wife, in my marriage, with my children. He began in my own personal finances. He began to point order. And because God is a God of order, people sometimes think about revival and they think about not having control and not there being no order. I beg to differ. Revival, the presence of Jesus, is the most orderly thing you've ever seen in your life. Because when God comes in, order to amazing levels takes place. People's lives fall into place.
Yeah.
So for those who feel that revival and move of the Holy Ghost is this pandemonium, I totally disagree. When the wave of the Holy Spirit comes in, lives get set into order. The ministry, the staff of the churches, they either line up or get with God. Because what happens when the presence of Jesus comes, motives of the hearts get revealed. What we don't know about can and will hurt us. So God begins to point out and to bring to the surface the things that have been hidden in darkness. Well, I thank God for those things because God begins to reveal. And it's not for judgment, it's His mercy. He reveals things so that we can repent and make the right choices and make the right decisions. I believe for pastors and leaders, if you would desire that, if the Bible says, call upon me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. So if we ask, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it will be open to you. We recently had a church from Minnesota, I believe. They came down, the senior pastor, his wife, and the entire staff and the leaders and all the intercessors came down, about 33 people, I believe. And
wow.
They got so, I call it, wrecked by the Holy Spirit. And the reports, this happened about 4 weeks ago, in that church, the first day has never been the same again.
Oh,
souls are coming to the kingdom
that's
of God. People are getting healed. The church attendance is already by a third or more. The presence of God, I mean, they had prayer cloths in a closet that they had not used in years. They mm-hmm. went and found them, and the entire congregation, there's a passion for Jesus. This is the fruit that I'm seeing right now. This thing can be imparted. It's not just for us.
Right.
The presence of Jesus does not come to promote us, but
right.
to promote His kingdom,
right.
and to win souls, because revival, the presence of Jesus, has a purpose. It's not for us to have a bless me club. It's not about us being promoted. Now, a necessary side effect of His presence coming in is that we will be more in the limelight, but we cannot let the limelight take us away from the focus, which is Jesus.
Yeah.
So if we make it about Him and not about us, if we
yeah.
make it about souls, the heart of God is souls.
That's right.
He came so that He could save and save the lost. That's what it's all about. It's not for us to build more and more buildings, although that will be the necessary side effect. It will be greater venues and greater, bigger buildings
yeah.
to host the presence and to host the
yeah.
multitudes that are coming. Revival is breaking out across our nation.
Yes.
I sense that there are revival focus of revival centers in major and smaller cities. They're breaking out. The presence of
yeah.
God is coming. The days of the Brownsville revival, that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. But now God is going to land literally in regions. Regions.
Right.
There's, I see a series of small fires throughout America in different geographic locations, and
yes.
those fires are going to coalesce.
Yes.
And this huge, huge fire is going to burn in this nation.
Yes.
We're going to get back to that idea and that place of one nation under God, indivisible. The greater
yes.
the dark, the brighter the light is going
right.
to shine. And
yes.
it's going to take Christians and believers and pastors and leadership who actually practice what they preach. We got to begin to practice what we preach.
Yeah.
We cannot, as pastors and leaders, take our people to a place where we've never been.
That's
we
right.
cannot preach theory. We must preach reality.
Yeah.
God has called us to begin to live in the presence. We cannot just talk about Him and not, I call it practicing the presence.
Yes.
And if you will invite Him, He will show up.
Hallelujah.
I guarantee you, He will show up. Call unto me. And I will answer you.
Hallelujah.
I will show you. So that's Him coming down. Right now, there are pastors who are under the sound of my voice, leaders, who have been crying out for a major move of God. But you did not have. I see a particular pastor and his wife, you're middle age. You're almost about to turn in. You're about to throw in the towel. Things have seemed to go south. But if you would just trust Jesus, there is a board meeting you're supposed to go to. And God says to you, you will give it all up. If you would put everything on the line and go for broke, and the power of God is going to come in, and the religious spirits are going to break. They've been over your region, over the church for almost 50 years. But God says, all that will be broken, because it's not by mind nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
Yeah.
I sense and I decree ministries on fire, carriers of the fire of God, carriers of the presence of God. We're
yes.
not going to be in church only, but they're going to be in the marketplace. I
yes.
believe that there's spontaneous revival meetings in street corners,
yes.
in the major cities,
yes.
in malls, in parking places.
Yes.
The presence of God is going to begin to break out
yes.
and in places where they have not received them, because they did not have room for Him. just like in the Bible with baby Jesus. There was no room for him at the inn. There was no room for him at the proper places.
That's
but
right.
There are stables. I call them stables. Places, but they're not seen fit or proper. Jesus is going to show up because they're going to make room for him.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
where he's going to manifest, and that's where he's going to show his glory. And I see major places that have been active, but that have not hosted the presence. They're going to begin to close down, because once people taste the real, they're going to know the fake. They're going to know they're not going to be satisfied. They're not going to become. You cannot give a spiritual baby a pacifier of religion. It's
right.
not going to do. You got to give them the milk of the word. You got to show them the warmth of the presence of Jesus. That
yes.
is the only thing that will cause spiritual developmental development and proper spiritual health and growth.
Right.
I sense that pastors are being changed and are being transformed. I sense a major shifting in the atmosphere that is taking place even right now as I'm speaking. The glory
yeah.
of God is coming down across this nation. Major men, there has been a call to go back to the heart of God.
Yeah.
One of the ministers under the sound of my voice, you have the Holy Spirit has been calling you to that place of intimacy now for months. You need to obey. You need to be sensitive and do what he's called you to do. There are certain things. This may sound crazy to most of you listening to me, but this particular ministry you've been into, that golf thing, and God says if you will take some of that time and dedicate it to him, you're gonna have the greatest score you've ever had in your life. God says if you will dedicate some of that time to me, you will see how I'm going to change your marriage, your family.
Yes.
I'm going to change your ministry.
Yes.
And the glory of God is going to come upon that congregation. And the addition that you thought about building is not big enough. It's going to be twice or three times as big if you will commit your way to me, says the Holy Ghost. Lord, right now I pray. I pray that the presence of Jesus will
yes.
invade this airway.
Yes.
It will come into the hotel room. It will come into the sanctuary.
Yes.
It will come into the homes.
Yes.
Angelic visitations right now. The glory of God, the
yes.
fire of God. Lord, I pray for passion for your presence. Lord, we cry out for souls.
Yes.
We cry out for souls.
Yes,
Lord,
we
don't want to have bless me clubs. We don't want to have bless me clubs that is the attention is on us. But Jesus, you died for souls,
yes.
Lord, and your generations, who shall count it?
Hallelujah.
Father God, that we will be passionate about the things that make you passionate, Lord.
Yes.
That it's not about us. Lord, like the Apostle Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I that liveth, but Christ who lives in me.
Amen.
I declare
Amen.
And I decree today that we are willing to be crucified with Christ, that we're willing to take up our crosses and follow you. Father God, I pray, Father God, that the glory of God will begin to attract the heathen
yes.
from the crack house to the
yes.
White House. In the name of Jesus, I claim hundreds and thousands of souls.
Yes.
I declare and I decree a God-friendly atmosphere in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I pray right now that the chains and the bondage of religious and religious spirits are broken in Jesus' name. Those things that have kept the children from coming in and participating at the banqueting table of Jesus. I declare that those barriers are broken.
Yes.
Those false barriers are broken
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Because Jesus died. And when he died, he made access to the Holy of Holies. I declare and I decree that the veil has been torn, Father God, and that multitudes are coming. You
Thank
did not
you.
Die for a few. You didn't die for a few select. You didn't die for religious. You
That's
died
right.
for them all. God, and
yes.
so now we declare, Lord, open doors. Open access into the presence of Jesus, that we can no longer, that we'll be no longer manipulators or those who would put in a fee for entering in. Jesus, you paid the price in full with your blood. You gave your life in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I declare and I decree no more bondage, no more false chains and barriers, but that Jesus, your love is being manifested.
Thank you,
Lord, I pray that the heart of Jesus will be implanted. Lord God, I pray for heart transplants right now into the hearts of your
Yes,
ministers
Lord.
And leaders today.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name, I declare the fire of God, the power, the glory of God coming down like never before. I declare for signs, wonders. I declare dreams and visions, Father God, like never before, that you're going to begin to reveal yourself, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray above all your embrace, Lord God, in a radical love encounter with you. Lord, renew our passion, Lord. Renew our passion,
yes.
Lord, for you. Jesus, I just declare and I decree we will fall in love with you all over again, Father God. Lord, that we will love you like we've never loved you before. Lord God. Open our eyes, open our hearts, Lord God, and we will not just be hearers, but doers of the Word of God. I declare and I decree, Father God, Lord God, that this is the new day. There's another, there's a lady minister, the Lord has been speaking to you. Don't wait for your situation to be perfect, but begin to obey me right now. Your name is Deborah. Your name is not Deborah for by accident. You are a Deborah. God has called you. God has called you. But all these things, personal, in your personal life, with your children, everything seemed to be going south. But God says, if you will stand, if you will trust me, watch how I will bring down the walls. I will pull down the walls of impossibility. I'm going to make a way for you. Father God, I set myself against the spirit of addiction that is trying to attack the ministers, those who are into opiate abuse. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree that those chains are fallen. Yes. Those pastors, ministers, and leaders who are addicted to pornography, I break a stronghold over your life in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree, Father God, that as ministers, we will not sleep with Potiphar's wife, Father God, because we have an appointment in the kingdom. We have an appointment, Lord God, with Pharaoh, Lord God, to be used by you mightily, Father God, that we will not be entangled with the cares of this world. Lord, we renounce ministerial success because we'd rather have you, Jesus. I'd rather have you, Lord, than ministerial success. I'd rather have you than to have a title, Jesus. I'd rather have you than have the recognition of men. Father God, I pray for a radical love encounter with you, for the fire, the passion of God to be reignited again like never before. In Jesus' beautiful, mighty, and holy name, I pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I set myself in agreement with that prayer. And I believe, David Remedios, that the best days of our nation are ahead because we are going to experience the glory of God. And I am so thankful that you, even though you're a medical doctor, you're a revival carrier, and it's your passion for God that is so noticeable. And I am so delighted to be in relationship with you. And thank you for being on and praying with us today. I'm going to have you back. We're going to pray some more. But I'm so thankful that that you're in my life and that you are a key player in future revival, in revival, present and future revival in America. If people wanted to get in touch with you or know about your ministry or about your church, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, the website is Trinity Christian Center, TCC.com, and also the number for the, we're on Facebook as well, TCC, Trinity Christian Center in Forestville, Louisiana, and also the phone number for the church is 318-748-6621, 318-748. 6621. So any one of those ways, you can find us on the web, you can find a website, and just let us know. We'll be very honored. And anyone who's under the sound of my voice that feels they need to come, well, come on. We just have an environment where you can have an encounter with Jesus. That's the most important thing. We love you guys. Thank you, Brother Dale, for the honor and privilege of being in your program, sir.
And thank you for being here today. I love you. And,
I love you, sir.
And you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
Well, we appreciate Dr. David Remedios, medical doctor, surgeon, and pastor, being with us today, and revivalist. And David has traveled with me many parts, many places, to India, Marshall Islands, England. And what an incredible spiritual son and man of God he is. And his passion for God is just incredible. And what the revival that is he's experiencing at there at the church that he leads in Forestville, Louisiana, is just an incredible thing. And I'm so thankful. And I believe in God for revival all over America. Believe in God for revival in your church. And I just want to pray with you right now. Father, I just set myself in agreement with the people that are listening here on BPN Radio on this Friday. I just pray in Jesus' name that they will experience revival in their church, a hunger a thirsting for God, an outpouring. They would. I pray for pastors that are praying with me today, a part of Breakout Prayer Network. I just pray that our belief in God for revival in their church, that there would be a hunger that would create. Blessed are they, Jesus said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And I just declare there is a hunger for God. There is a hunger for God in the hearts of pastors. And I pray for the pastors that desire to see revival. And you may say, well, what is revival? Well, revival is whatever you need it to be. But sometimes we have revivals of healing or salvations. Always salvations, must have salvations. Revivals of restoration, whatever it may be. But in 1990, Gene and I began to go into churches and stay for weeks, months at a time. It was just a remarkable thing. And we had revival sometimes that would last for weeks or months. It actually began to happen. The first place was in West Columbia, Texas, 1990. It went for 11 weeks. Then we went to Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas, for another 11 weeks. And then to Cathedral of Praise, which is now the Gate Church in Oklahoma City, lasted for 16 weeks. 1994, went to Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas, and the revival went for 24 weeks, and then we moved there and continued on for another 3 years. We, in the dead of winter at the Christian Center in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, we, in 1996 or 97, we went for 11 weeks, sometimes 40 below zero there. Really cold stuff. But what happened was people came out. People were hungry for God, thirsty for God, longing for God. And so I just agree in Jesus' name that there's going to be a new hunger for God, a new longing for God as never before. And I'm just believing that it's going to happen in a way that it's never happened before. And it may not start in the church. It may start in the street. It may start on a college campus. It may start in a stadium. It may, I don't know where it's going to break out, but I've heard the Holy Ghost say it's going to spill over into the church. And so we need to believe God for outreach. We need to say, where can we make a deposit in our city? It may not be in a church. It may be out of a local church, because I believe in the local church. But where can we make a deposit in our city, in our high school, our middle school, wherever it may be, on a college, university campus? Where can we make a major deposit? And so how's all of this going to happen? It's going to happen if my people pray, if we stand and just say, well, I'm going to take a stand, and I'm going to pray. And it usually will not start with a large group. Sometime it will just start with an individual. That's what happened to me in 1966 when I began to pray. I began to have a revival. I began to have an experience with God. I began to have an encounter with God. And revival came to me as an individual. I began to have a personal revival. I began to seek God with all of my heart. In the dead of winter, I began to get up and give God the first hour of my day. I was running after God. I was passionate for God. And it began to happen. It began to happen. Would you pray right now and just say, Lord, I just want I want to have that desire. You know, there's three levels of prayer. As a prayer leader that I've learned, first of all is the desire level. Then there comes the discipline level. And then there is the delight level. So there has to be a desire before you ever move into a discipline stage. You will have to discipline yourself to pray a certain time at a certain place. But there has to be that desire. Desire. Lord, why don't we just pray, Lord, put a desire in my heart to be a prayer. One is a certain time, a certain place. I want to see my life changed. I want to pray to know God and to pray to know what He wants me to do. Why don't you just pray a personal prayer, and I'll just pray with you right now. Father, I just pray that you will speak to individuals today about their prayer life. I pray that you will plant in their hearts a desire to seek you with all of their heart, and they will arise in the morning time and give you the first hour of their day. I know, Lord, that is so very, very important, to give you the first hour of their day, or the first 30 minutes of their day, or the first 15 minutes of their day before the day begins. You know, there's a principle in the Word of God that talks about the children of Israel. When they were in the wilderness, the Bible said that God provided for them manna, a little coriander seed that tasted like honey. And it was satisfying. It was fulfilling. But there was a principle that they had to get the manna before the sun came up, before it got hot, before the day became hot, and the sunshine and the heat of the day melted the manna. If they slept in, if they did not get the manna before the sun came up, then they had nothing to eat during the day. One of the problems we have in Christianity today is people are sleeping their day away, getting up, rushing out into the day, not gathering their manna, which I believe is prayer, time with the Holy Spirit, which He so desires to have with us. So I pray today that you will establish a certain time and a certain place. Jesus, in Mark chapter 1, gave us the principle. The Bible said that Jesus went out into a solitary place before the day began, and there He prayed. He had a certain time, certain place. So I pray that God will give you a certain time at a certain place to pray, and you will seek His face. Prayer is spelled R-H-Y-T-H-M. Prayer is spelled F-L-O-W. Prayer is a rhythm and a flow. And if you will establish that rhythm and flow in your life, God will begin to speak to you. You'll hear the voice of God, and God will do an incredible thing in your life. So will you respond today here on this second day of January? Would you respond to the call to pray? Thank you, Father. Lord, I pray for people. We don't have to pray. We get to pray. And we can live a natural life. We can just go through life. Or we can live a supernatural life and see you work and do mighty things in our lives today. In Jesus' name. And Father, we pray right now for revival in America. I pray that you'll raise up intercessors. Intercessors, Lord, today, who will stand in the gap and make up the hedge and pray. One of the saddest scriptures, maybe the saddest scripture in the entire Bible, is this. He sought for a man or a woman to make up the hedge to pray, but he could not find anybody. Will somebody stand up and pray day and night for the future of this nation? For darkness is closing in all about us as a nation and in our cities. And there needs to be somebody that's going to take a stand and that's going to pray. Chris Folsom has written a song talking about, is anybody going to stand? And we need intercessors in America who will not only pray on their behalf and behalf of their family, but they're going to pray on behalf of their city and their nation. Who's going to stand? Listen to the words of this song.
hands shaking, fists has come and gone. Take up your sword and shield, for the battle lines have been drawn. Who's gonna stand? Who's gonna stand? Who's gonna stand?
Who's going to stand? That's the question. And the words of the song says, who's going to stand with me on this bridge? Tonight, I'm calling out to brother and sister to stand up and fight. If there's one thing from history we should have learned, that if we don't make this stand together, this bridge may burn. Who's going to stand? Some say that I'd be crazy for misreading the signs. Can't you hear the beating of the drums from enemy lines? The time for lofty words and shaking fists has come and gone. Take up your sword and shield, for the battle lines have been drawn. For your sons and all your daughters, for all that you hold dear, would you lay down your life down or lock your doors and hide away in fear? Who's going to stand with me on this bridge tonight? I swear you'll regret the day you don't stand and fight. For when we stand together, we'd be more than flesh and bone. When our spirits are united, we don't have to stand alone. This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here, and we are standing together. We are praying together. Father, we agree together for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We stand, and we will fight on behalf of our sons and daughters. We will not give our sons and daughters over to the powers of darkness. We will not give our city over. We will not give our nation over. In Jesus' name, we declare that we will pray. Martin Luther, he said, if I miss one day of prayer, I feel it. If I miss 2 days of prayer, my church and my city feels it. He said, if I miss 3 days of prayer, my whole nation is affected. My whole nation feels it. So I just declare in Jesus' name that we will pray. We'll pray for ourselves. We'll pray for our families. We will pray for our church. We'll pray for revival. We will pray for our city. Pray for our city. The Bible said that we are to stand and pray for our city, because in its peace we will have peace. That's why you need to be praying for your mayor. That's why you need to be praying for your city council people, for the school board, for the law enforcement officers. You need to be finding their names out and praying. You need to pray for those who stand at the gate. You need to get a list of pastors in your city, and you need to pray for the pastors in your city, for those who have influence, for those who sit at the gates of your city. You need to pray for them. In Jesus' name. Why don't you just pray for your city right now? This is a prayer session. This is a prayer session. Would you set yourself in agreement with me right now to pray for your city? Just call the name of your city. If you know any leaders, if you know any pastors, if you know any school board members, if you know the superintendent of schools in your city, why don't you pray? If you know any teachers' names, just call some names and pray for people in your city right now. Would you do that? I want to express my appreciation to you for praying with me here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station that can be heard around the clock, around the globe. And please pray for me, Dale Gentry, as I lead prayer, as I have different people on most every day to share something with you that we can pray about. Prayer is the beginning. Prayer is the key. And if you develop a prayer style, a prayer life, God will change your life, your family, even your city. And I want to express my appreciation to you. I thank you for your donations, for your contributions to BPN Radio. If you want to make a contribution, you can go to bpnradio.com. Down at the bottom of the page, there's a donate button. You can contribute with a check or with a credit card or by PayPal. And but most of all, I need your prayers as I lead BPN Radio each day and responding to this assignment, the call to pray. So I thank you for praying with me here on this Friday. And in just a few days, I'll be sharing what I'm seeing and hearing about 2015. I'll be sharing some prophetic words. I trust that you will join me at this time. I want to say I love you. I appreciate you praying with me. Thank you. We're making a difference. We're a force in the earth. I'll be back tomorrow at this same time.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.